Stuck in traffic and need to vent? Dial the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. It's Keith McPherson on the fan. 1019 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Rain out radio switcheroo. Another 5 hour KM to AM. Bless it, man. I was kind of planning on it, banking on it, hoping for it. I think last night someone called and said, Keith, what games are you going to this week? And I elaborated on how I don't want to drive up to the Bronx because I'm on standby. You know, shout out to Steve Summers. I know he was always on standby. When you do the night shift, it's like, if you go all the way to the Bronx anticipating a game and they postpone the game, then you got to drive down here, do the show, whatever. I kind of was anticipating it. And I said on Twitter, it's great to get on air while the sun is up, and it's great to get to go home and sleep for 5 hours until my son wakes up. 888-808-1019. I'll take it every time. 7 p.m. start, 12 a.m. finish, and plenty to talk about. I scrambled to book guests. I'm blessed that I have connections and friends that will last minute come on my show. Hey, we're rained out. No Yankee game. Come on the fan, talk sports with me. We have a couple surprises, a couple scheduled ones, but there will be guests throughout every hour. But really, I want to talk to you. 888-808-1019. And I get it. We're going to talk about Malik Nabers. We're going to talk about the Giants practices. But we did that yesterday, right? I said, like, it's good to see that they're fighting. It's good to see, you know, fighting is not good, but it's good to see some fight in them. They're not getting punked. Last year, they were not ready for the smoke that was the Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions are one of the better teams in the NFC. They come to your facility. You can't let them walk all over you, especially if you're a rookie. So I know we're going to talk about Malik Nabers. Danny and Paramus is already on hold to talk about Malik Nabers. But I feel like we haven't been doing enough conversation around the J-E-T-S. Jets. 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 And today was a day where I actually had a thought about the Jets starting 5-0. Yes, follow me for a second here. There's trouble in paradise. Not all good with the Niners. You just heard Rich Ackerman on the update talk about, you know, it's a month until week one. That time is going to smoke by. That time is going to pass quickly. And there's a lot of interesting things coming out of San Fran. Brandon Ayuk, we know he wants out. We knew that last year. We knew that after the Super Bowl, his girlfriend was going on IG like, last time you see us around here. Three catches. First off, let me say this about Brandon Ayuk. I don't think he's a number one wide receiver. I think he's a good wide receiver in Kyle Shanahan's offense, which also has Deebo Samuel, George Kittle. Oh, CMC, Christian McCaffrey is hurt. A McCaffrey strain. He has a calf strain. They're saying he's going to miss some time. Okay, follow me here. If that guy's not ready to go, that is the offensive player of the year. That's their main guy on offense. They can throw him the ball. They can hand him the ball. He can get a first down. He can hit a home run. Jets defense, who do you got to lock in on? If Brandon Ayuk, which I guess I didn't say this, Brandon Ayuk is going to be traded. Christian McCaffrey was in an interview today, and he said, my former teammate, almost like a Freudian slip, my former teammate or any teammate, he tried to fix it by saying they're going to trade him. There's rumors that the Steelers are interested. There's rumors that New England is very interested, but he didn't want to go there and sign an extension. Whatever. You haven't seen him practicing with them. We're now a few weeks into camp. You haven't seen him in a helmet and shoulder pads. The guy wants out. He's over it. He's done being the fourth option on that offense. 888-808-1019. Jets fans, pay close attention to Rob Saleh's former team. Oh, that's right. Rob Saleh came from over there. I'm sure he knows a couple things, a couple people from over there. He should have some intel at the least. Rob, not sure what you're great at, but like, I would hope you have a little bit of an edge against your former team. And does Aaron Rodgers still resent them? That was his team growing up. That's the team that Aaron Rodgers rooted for as a kid, right? And they drafted Alex Smith. And then on draft night, the chip on Aaron Rodgers' shoulder grew to the size that it is today. Does he still have a bone to pick with them? He should, from all the playoff exits they handed him. He should be super fired up to return to the NFL after only playing four plays last year and go beat the San Francisco 49ers. What's up with Trent Williams? Trent Williams, he's got some issues. He's holding out. These guys want their money, can't pay everybody. Pretty soon they're going to have to pay Brock Purdy. And Brock Purdy, I saw, is hitting the gym. Yeah, Breece Hall's former teammate at Iowa State. They're very competitive. These guys play Call of Duty against each other and stuff. I'm sure Breece Hall is going to want to beat Brock Purdy in that game. I expect him to have a good game. Week one last year, he burst on the scene looking like he didn't tear his ACL at all. But yeah, I noticed a buff little Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy to me just looks like he's out of High School Musical. He looks like he'd straight out of a Disney movie, but he put on some bulk, some weight. Yeah, you better get those arms ready, because if Hassan Reddick is ready, if he shows up, if the Jets figure all that out, I think we all remember that NFC Championship game 2 years ago where Hassan Reddick literally snapped this kid's arm and sent the Eagles to the Super Bowl. 888-808-1019. If you're a Jets fan, you should be thinking about Aaron Rodgers playing week one, not for one snap in the preseason. For what? For why? Last year wasn't traumatic enough. Week one is the preseason. I've been saying that on The Fan for 3 years. You should know. Week one and two are preseason in the NFL because guys don't play. So week one being preseason, any given Sunday, anything can happen, especially that first Sunday. If the Jets are able to go on the road and beat the San Francisco 49ers, who they got to have a Super Bowl hangover, man. Twice in the last few years, they've gone to the Super Bowl and lost to Patrick Mahomes. Now guys want out. Now guys are holding out. Brock Purdy showed he was human last year. You know, they took some L's to the Cleveland Browns, beat them last year. So why can't the Jets beat the 49ers on September 9th to open up the season in primetime with the whole world watching? 888-808-1019. I don't think we're doing enough conversation around the team in New York that should win more games. The team in New York that has way less question marks. The team in New York that's got the much better roster. The team in New York who was on Hard Knocks last year, not in season, but now without Hard Knocks here, they should have a better preseason training camp. And if they beat the 49ers, are they going to go to Tennessee and lose to the Titans? Mike Vrabel's out of there. Will Levis, it's his show. Are they going to lose to the Titans? I don't think they're going to lose to the Titans. I'm not sure what's going on in Titans camp. But I did see their starting guard just retire today. Sadiq Charles, 25 years old. He's been taking first team reps. Decides to hang it up. Football's a rough game. No Moss. I think that's 2-0. I think the Jets start 2-0. And then if you start 2-0 and you get rolling and you feel good about yourself, then you come home to a live crowd in Jet Life Stadium for another night game, September 19th at 8:15. And most likely it's going to be Jacoby Brissett quarterbacking the Patriots against the Jets. And you can definitely beat the Patriots, Gerard Mayo's first year on the job. You can definitely beat the Patriots and start 3-0. Zach Wilson. Remember him? Yeah, Zach Wilson, I thought, was third on the depth chart. A new depth chart just came out for the Denver Broncos. Nathaniel Hackett's old crew. Jared Stidham is their number one quarterback. Jared Stidham is QB1. Zach Wilson is QB2. Bo Nix is QB3. They're not going to win many games this year. They shouldn't beat the Jets. So that's back-to-back home games that the Jets should win. You're 4-0. And then Sam Darnold. Remember Sam Darnold? Sam Darnold, he's going to host the Jets out in Minnesota. The Jets should definitely be able to beat Sam Darnold. I don't care if Justin Jefferson is there. You got a guy named Sauce Gardner for that. And that would make the Jets start off the season 5-0 before you face Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills at home. 888-808-1019. If you're picking up what I'm putting down, there's one game, and it's the first game, and there's already some things going on with the Niners where you can't think that the Niners are just going to steamroll the Jets. If it's a close game and the Jets are able to steal that game, I think we're looking at October and the Jets starting off 5-0. Here we go. Now let's transition a little bit here. I was about to take a call, but I've got some guests lined up and I've got some other things. The Yankee game, obviously, gets rained out. It's supposed to rain tonight, tomorrow, Thursday. I don't know when they're playing these games. I'm not exactly sure how they plan on getting these games in. But we'll see. So tomorrow, you've got the 4:05 game. And then the game to follow to be Luis Gil, game one tomorrow. And Will Warren, come on down for game two as the 27th man tomorrow at Yankee Stadium. It's going to rain, though. I just don't see how we're playing two tomorrow. It's supposed to rain all through tonight, all through the next day. But whatever. Help is on the way. I was watching some clips from Max Goodman and Chris Kirschner, Clark Schmidt facing Carlos Narvaez, facing John Birdie. John Birdie is on the mend. Clark Schmidt is on the mend. I know it might not make you feel like, yeah, here we go. But I think, you know, these things factored into why moves weren't made at the deadline beyond JCJ, Mark Leiter Jr., and Eniel De Los Santos. Because there are guys coming back. And I think these 2 days off are good. Let these guys rest, reset a little bit here, get some time off to be with their families. I mean, they gave Verdugo the day off Sunday. Verdugo's got 3 days off. Will he be in the lineup? I don't know. And speaking of the lineup, I want to see the Yankees get to a consistent lineup. I want to see them get some type of consistency. I think it's needed. But now they also have to play this game with Aaron Judge being intentionally walked and how to combat that, how to stop that. Now, Austin Wells has been the Yankees' best cleanup hitter, but I think you got to put more of a threat there. It's a copycat league. The Blue Jays did it. The Mets did it. And you're going to face some teams coming up that have nothing to lose and no reason to pitch to Judge, where they're just going to be throwing the four up and walking them. You got to figure out how to, you know, put either Juan Soto there, move Judge up to two, or I don't know. I don't have the answer. But Aaron Boone did have an answer. He was with the Talking Yanks guys last night. I'm going to get that audio and play it. Also, Jose Trevino could begin a rehab assignment as early as Sunday. They said John Birdie is about to be running full speed, 2 weeks away from starting his rehab. Anthony Rizzo has been hitting, but no timetable for his return. But guys are coming back. Guys are getting healthy. I think these rain days are good. Don't call and say, oh, how come they don't have a dome over Yankee Stadium? We've done that a bunch of times. It is what it is. We need the rain, honestly. It's been super hot and humid and dry. And now we had rain on Friday's game that pushed it back to 8:30. We had rain on Sunday's game that was a two-hour rain delay. And now we have a postponement. It is what it is. But that's my open 15 minutes in. I have guests coming up. I have calls coming up. And this is going to be a wide-open show. Obviously, we don't have any Yankee games to react to. We do have a Mets game coming up at 8:40 as they open the series against the Colorado Rockies. I want to talk football, though, and I know we're going to talk about fights and practice, but I did that last night. How much can we talk about grown men fighting each other with helmets on? I think it's the dumbest thing when you see guys swinging at each other with helmets on. It's, I don't know, a quick way to hurt your hand. But, yeah, we'll talk about Malik Nabers. is this good or bad that Malik Nabers is so combative? I know he's a dog, but like they got to get that under control. I know it's just practice, and we're making a lot about practice. He can't do that in games. You can't lose your number one wide receiver throwing punches in games, letting guys get to his head. So it's good that they're working that out now. It's funny because we've already proclaimed him to be the greatest wide receiver in Giants history. He's already better than Odell Beckham Jr., who went to the same university. He reminded me of Odell Beckham Jr. throwing punches, right? Remember Odell and Josh Newman back in the day? Yeah.